In the Oligocene era, more than 113 years ago, a huge hornless rhinoceros browsed among the treetops, its head fully 18 feet above the ground. Far bigger and heavier than any mammoth, it weighed 20 tons and ruled its primordial world through sheer size. Today, brains rules the world, a world of steel and glass, of insane machinery gone haywire in a circus of fear. The point is, don't smoke, or you could end up like the hornless rhino, extinct for over a quarter of a century. To get the facts on how to quit, call a university hospital and volunteer for the medical experiments. Don't worry, they're pretty safe. You'll receive the cutting edge in addiction therapy. If you have other bad habits, bedwetting, habitual use of coffee or other drugs, just tell the doctors. They'll wipe you clean like a blackboard. Call the Hospital of Our Lady of Medical Screw-Ups. In the Pleistocene era, over 57 years ago, a shaggy ape-like man crosses over the wasteland. He is the first Pennsylvania settler. Heavy jaw, small reptile brain, slouching posture, low-slung belly. Archaeologists are unhappy, maladjusted people who dig up the remains of ancient cultures. They know the Pennsylvania cave people love to hunt and deep fry, as well as build the huge manure pyramids we all know about. The governor says, no matter what you think about the death penalty, next vacation, forget about Paris and Cancun. Discover Pennsylvania, the Quaker state. Quakers being different and distinct from both Shakers and snake handlers. Stay tuned. Hello, audience. WNUH Allentown. Let's say you were a sports hero role model with over 200 illegitimate children, and your secret identity is that of an invading alien insect with over 200 illegitimate eggs. You've got to hide those eggs from the humans, but what happens? These 200 eggs fall into a hot frying pan, and a policeman passing by thinks it's a drug bust. In this way, mankind was saved from the evil plan of a role model sports hero who was really a promiscuous invading insect. If you don't believe that, then you haven't been to the new expanded insect zoo. Learn about your future masters and beautify the streets at the same time by hanging around indoors. The expanded insect zoo features arachnids, wasp women, spider babies with human heads, human babies with human heads, and the Pennsylvania state insect, the unemployed weevil. If you can't find the insect zoo, you're someplace else. If you can find it, you may or may not go inside. If you go inside, you may or may not pay the admission. Therefore, the investors panicked and pulled out. 1 week left to see the insect zoo before it goes belly up forever and the insects are turned loose. Howdy, partner. Let's say you're a regular dweeby sort of a homeowner, and one morning you wake up, wow, it's pitch black outside. No sunlight. Has the world ended? No. It's only your number one common household problem, giant lawn squids. Giant lawn squids envelop your house completely with their enormous tentacles, sealing you in and shutting out the daylight. Looks like real trouble. But a periscope appears in your yard, peeking around the dandelions, It's the underground submarine who will lure away the lawn squid just long enough for a flying sperm whale to swoop down out of the sky and swallow the stupendous cephalopod, thereby saving you. Should you tip your flying sperm whale when traveling? Yes. The flying whale should receive about 15% of the value of your house. Just throw the money down his blowhole, else he will crush and destroy your home out of vengeance. Remember, the money you throw to the whale is tax deductible. Just explain carefully to the tax man that your money is now inside the whale, and the tax man will go out to sea with a harpoon to drag him back to land like Popeye and spend the rest of the year bragging about it. Call Infotel using your touchtone phone and register your personal prejudice. Just shout curses into the receiver when you are instructed to do so, and check the paper tomorrow morning to see whether the world has ended and how many callers disagree with you. Calls are free if you're an extremist kook and borderline irrational screwball. All others will be billed for a year subscription to your choice of any of our many local newspapers. Whoops! We only have one, and their rates just went up. If you care, get an original Gutenberg printing press run by slaves and compete against the giant. Little Brothers Little Sisters of America provides trained squirrel monkeys for orphans and lonely adults. These beautiful creatures can talk, providing companionship, moral guidance, and safe driving tips. These monkeys have large dark eyes, bald heads, hairless spindly bodies, and yes, a saucer. And they have a new way of life for you kids. Just keep waiting, waiting for the sign. And while you wait, your brain will grow and grow. Gills appear on the neck, three-fingered hands, and fantastic mental powers. Now you can control the kinds of shows networks put on primetime. You can force cashiers to give you extra change at the checkout. Make your parents extend your curfew. Now that the world is your brain slave, please respect the UN Charter requiring alien masters to honor human rights. No breeding without deep hypnosis. No more crop circles in the farmers' fields. Put them on the moon instead so we can all see them. No world domination without first tricking us easily and rounding us up like cattle. To find out more about the UN, apparently some kind of labor union, just ask a public school student. If you're in a private school, chances are you'd like a voucher from the government to get out of class and go home. Vouchers, we remind you, are only good for sneaking smokes in the toilet and making out in the boiler room. They are not passes to leave the building. To get a smoking or make out voucher, just ask your parent to make a scene at a school board meeting. Then tell off some reporters and moon a TV camera. Stay tuned for facts, rumors, wall charts.